Good morning. Today's date is May 1st, 2017. The time is 04:24 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside on this early Monday morning. And I got the morning coffee here at the computer desk. And I got an interesting article here I'd like to read concerning creatures of the ocean, because one of the things I had an opportunity to do while I was in the United States Air Force, I learned how to scuba dive back in the early 80s when I was stationed over there in the Philippines on the northwest corner or northwest side of the island Luzon on the South China Sea side at Wallace Air Station. And one of the things when you learn to scuba dive, you get to find out real quick is that there's some creatures in the ocean that can sting, and one of them being a jellyfish. I even stepped on a sea urchin. So I haven't scuba dived since the early 80s. I'd like to, but it's a very expensive sport, but a very fascinating sport. So I came across this article a few days back, and I found it very interesting because it dealt with the ocean where you do scuba dive. But the title of the article is Galway Researchers Find Most Effective Treatment for Jellyfish Stings. Urine, seawater, and ice packs said to be useless for jellyfish stings. So that really caught my eye because I have been stung by a jellyfish a couple times. Even stepped on a sea urchin also, and it's not pleasant. And I can honestly say that I had a friend in the group of people we were diving with actually pee on my leg where the jellyfishes have stung. And I thought that alleviated it, but maybe it was just the fact that I had the sense that I was being administered first aid to where it relieved some of the pain and stuff. But this research that I'll be reading about indicates that that was basically useless first aid. But seawater, ice packs, and urine all have one thing in common. They are all associated with treating jellyfish stings. Now newly published research has confirmed that such antidotes are not only useless, but may actually make stings worse. The study by the scientists at NUI Galway and the University of Hawaii Manoa evaluated the standard practices in Ireland for treating stings by Portuguese man-o-war jellyfish, as in rinsing with seawater and applying ice. The results published last week in the Journal of Toxins suggested that man-of-war stings are no different than other jellyfish stings, and the best first aid is to rinse with vinegar to remove tentacles and to emerge in 45 degree centigrade, 113 degree Fahrenheit hot water, or apply hot packs for 45 minutes. Last September, large numbers of Portuguese men of war washed up on the coastlines of Cork to Donegal. NUIG jellyfish scientist and lecturer Dr. Tom Doley said that the numbers were unprecedented, but there were very few reported stings. If this event had occurred during the summer months, then we may have had hundreds of stings, he said. In 2008, similar swarms unexpectedly hit the Bay of Biscay near Bordeaux, he said, flooding local medical facilities with 40 sting cases in a single day. For that reason, lack of agreement on the best first aid response required scientific intervention, as it was important that lifeguards knew how to respond. Without solid science to back up medical practices, we have ended up with conflicting official recommendations around the world, leading to confusion and, in many cases, practices that actually worsen stings and even cost lives. Dr. Christy Wilcox, lead author of the paper and postdoctoral fellow with the Pacific Cinderella Marine Species Research Laboratory at University of Hawaii, Manawa, working with her postdoctoral advisor, Dr. Angela Yanagihara, she worked on a set of tissues mimicking models to test first aid approaches. The pair of scientists first examined box jellyfish, some of the deadliest jelly species in the world, and found that common practices such as applying urine or scraping away tentacles only made stings worse. Dr. Dorley, who set up the expert jellyfish advisory group in 2008, worked on this side of the Atlantic with PhD student Jasmine Headloom, performing experiments similar to those conducted in Hawaii. The results from opposite sides of the world lined up beautifully. The venom delivered by the man-of-war sting was less if the sting's sites were rinsed with vinegar, regardless of which species of jellyfish was used, Dr. Dorley said. The scientists showed that vinegar inhibited the animal's stinging cells from firing, thus safely removing tentacles and stinging cells that can remain attached to the skin and continue to deliver venom over time. A combined stinging capsule of venom-inhibited spray developed by the U.S. Department of Defense, funded by Dr. Yangaghar, named Sting No More, was also effective. Both groups found that 45 minutes of 45 degree centigrade or 113 degree Fahrenheit heat applied effectively inactive the already injected venom after rinsing away tentacles while applying the ice pack made stings worse. This is quite a U-turn for me, Dr. Dorley said, given the advice he had issued for the past decade. He said, Belmont Poison Center of Belmont Hospital in Dublin will meet with members of the advisory group to discuss the findings in the next few weeks. Dr. Dorley's colleagues and PhD student Jasmine Headloom have begun similar experiments working on the lion's mane, which is the second most venomous jellyfish after the Portuguese man of war in Irish waters. It is responsible for more bad jellyfish stings in Ireland than any other species, and victims are often taken to the hospital. So there you have it. Very interesting article. Wanted to post it up here on this program formerly known as Audio Boo. I'll guess I'll go ahead and echo this over on my Bumpers account. That's another audio platform. And I guess I'll do something that this morning I was listening to our good friend at Top Gold, Bernie Goldbach. I'll mention it in Anchor with a link to the audio to the program formerly known as Audio Boo. So pretty interesting article. Of course, if you have an opportunity to go scuba diving and even snorkeling, stay away from those jellyfish. They're nasty, nasty creatures. And I can still remember the sting here many years later. So that's all I have for this morning for now. You all have a good one wherever you may be on this big blue marble. As I'm getting my day started here early. And I think I'm going to refresh my cup of coffee here and get this audio loaded up. You all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.